8:45, quarter till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by Steve Nelson, General Superintendent of the Sewerage and Water Board of New Orleans, who's got to be feeling, I would think, a lot better about the weather situation that we were facing. How you doing, Steve?
I'm well, Tommy. Thank you. How are you?
I'm okay, sir. Tell me what's changed between now and, say, yesterday or the day before.
Well, thankfully, the weather looks like it has circumvented us. It's either to the south or to the west at this point. So the Almighty's been faithful, and we have not seen significant rain. So we haven't seen more than just a little over an inch here over the last 24 hours. We continue to watch the weather, but not nearly as severe as it could have been.
When we say an inch the first hour and a half an inch an hour thereafter, that sounds good, but it's all about averages and where the rain falls and what drains into where, is it not?
Oh, that absolutely. That is a broad rule of thumb that we utilize. So the system as a whole, and that starts at the catch basin, goes through the lateral, through the canal, and to the pump. So, and that, of course, includes the power system components as well. And yes, it does depend on where that rain falls and the averages. So if we take 2 inches of rain in an hour, some areas will handle that a lot better than others.
So tell me about how the summer's been progressing with the heavy rains that have been falling. I know Algiers got hit a couple of times. I know you had some boiler water advisories. Tell me what's happening with the Sewerage and Water Board.
Yeah, it has been a busy summer. Algiers has had at least two really heavy rain events here in the last 6 weeks or so. We had one that was statistically a once in a hundred year event. Somewhere in the neighborhood of 10 inches of rain fell over a couple hours worth of time, and that is significantly more than that inch an hour. So there's a project going on General De Gaulle right now that the Army Corps of Engineers has funded through what's known as our CELA program. That's going to extend that through the Algiers Outfall Canal. That'll help with some of those larger events. Also, the importance of clearing catch basins and laterals. We took that over in January, so we're working to stand those crews up. That's a critically important piece for us. And, as far as boil water advisories, that's something we're working to address throughout the city on a daily basis.
So when it comes to De Gaulle, let me ask you about De Gaulle, because I pass there just about every day because, you know, I'm not going to pay the toll on a bridge. If you go, there's that area under construction. There's the area where the walls of the canal are paved, right, however you want to phrase that. But then there's the area between, say, Cable and Woodland where I think it's closed in or it's open. Tell me what's going on with that. Is there the same? Is that just covered over, but there's the same amount of drainage, or does something have to be done with that area to improve the drainage or not?
Yeah, so all of those areas from where the construction is at this that you see it at this point to where that Algiers Outfall Canal turns south, that area where it's an earthen channel.
Are you talking about past Holiday where it turns south?
Yes, correct.
Okay.
Right. Yep, as you pass Holiday, that stretch of the canal from Holiday to Tullis in particular has got a lot of trees growing along it. The canal section is smaller, and you can see it in that earthen channel that's still there along De Gaulle. That's a much smaller cross section and not nearly as efficient as when you're able to, as you said, pave it. When it's fully concrete and a concrete box, water's going to move a lot faster. And so what we saw in that big rain event that I mentioned earlier with the 10 plus inches, the canal levels at station 13, which is the one station that drains the upper coast, the canal levels were multiple feet lower than General De Gaulle. So the water's got to get to the pump station for us to be able to move it. And for that to happen, we've got to be able to increase the capacity of the canal.
And as you mentioned that, I'm thinking, Steve, we can take a break. You can talk about this when we come back. I'm thinking about the Brechtel Golf Course that is all overgrown. Looks like they've begun to cut it, but it would seem to me if nothing's going to be built there, it'd be a good spot for a retention pond to hold water in case of heavy rainfalls. That idea just popped into my head. I don't know if it's been discussed or not. We'll talk about it when we come back, talking to Steve Nelson with the Sewerage and Water Board. 8:50, 10 till 9, traffic now, WWL. 8:55, 5 till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Steve Nelson, General Superintendent of the Sewerage and Water Board. Steve, I was talking about the drainage on the West Bank, and I see where the canal turns south, and I'm just wondering about, you know, I pose the idea that Brechtel Golf Course that was just fallow, however you want to phrase it, for years and years, looks like event, and now they're starting to clear it a little bit. I don't know what the plans are for that. But has any thought been given to using that as any kind of retention area like they do with Pontiff Playground in Jefferson Parish?
I'm not familiar with any plans for that golf course in particular, but I do know there are several projects. The city's Office of Resilience, ORS, has a number of projects for stormwater retention ponds and basins, primarily on the east bank. But stormwater storage is always something we want to keep our minds open about, because what you store, you don't have to pump.
I grew up on Lauderdale, and I know how prone that area is to flooding and Shirley Drive and so forth. And it just seemed like if there's a way to pump it to there to hold it, to keep it from getting in people's houses, that would be an idea if nothing else is being done with the land anyway. Let's talk about the power station. What's going on with that?
Yeah, so right now the power station, they're undergoing testing on frequency changer one. There are three frequency changers that will generate 20 megawatts of 25 hertz power. That's the type of power that about half of the pumps and 60% of the capacity in the old part of New Orleans use. That first frequency changer, all of the equipment's been installed. They are testing it right now, and as we've been reporting on, looks like that'll be online and running pumps here in August. So equipment's in place, testing's ongoing, and continuing to move forward.
And that's the new power station that we're talking about, right?
Yeah, that's the new power station. It's fed by Entergy from 9 Mile. We have a dedicated feed there. The substation is on and is hot. We have power from the substation to that first frequency changer, and that's going to eliminate the need for these older turbines as our primary source of power. So looking forward to that being in place.
So what happens to the turbines after that? Do you keep them? Do you maintain them in case the power doesn't, the plant fails? Or what's the story on redundancy there? And everything costs money, right? And you're like, contractor says I can do anything you want if you got the money.
Yeah, absolutely. So the plan, the operation for us is going to be to run off of Entergy power with that dedicated line, even in the event of a named storm. If we do have some very serious weather, we'll keep on Entergy power. But as a backup, we will be able to utilize through the frequency changers turbine 6 and turbine 7. And those are both newer pieces of equipment. T6 came online, came off of emergency use yesterday afternoon. We had some work to do on that. And then turbine 7 is a brand new jet engine turbine that's being installed as part of this power complex project. And then turbine 5, which is built in the 50s, will be a backup to a backup. And then we will be able to take turbine 4 offline.
And that's gone forever?
And then that will be decommissioned and gone forever, yes.
There you go. Any final thoughts, Steve, before we let you go?
No, just stay safe. Appreciate everybody watching the weather just as we are. And, have a great weekend.
Thank you, sir. You too. As we get into the heart of hurricane season, everybody worries about losing power. WWL wants to help ease your concerns. That's why we teamed up with Craig's Electric.